I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Today's Q-tip is more of a challenge. And when I say a challenge, I'm talking to the Raiders defensive line. The Falcons, who are the next team up on the schedule, obviously, they're going to be traveling to Atlanta to take them on. We've been talking on about their offense and how they can score with anybody. You know, you can't let them hang around and hang around. Well, I want to challenge the Raiders defensive line to step up and make it happen. And what I mean by make it happen is get to Matt Ryan, make him uncomfortable. The Saints just sacked him 8 times last week. And I know the Raiders defensive line is not the Saints defensive line. I get it. But you're coming off of a game where your quarterback got sacked 8 times. Now, you telling me Mad Max, Carl Nassib, Cleef Earl, if he's out there, I don't care who it is, Vickers, whoever's on that defensive line, you telling me they can't get to Matt Ryan a couple times? I'm not asking for 8. I'm not greedy. I mean, I am, but I'm not. 3 times. Can you sack the quarterback 3 times? You sack the quarterback 3 times, you're going to win that game, and it's not going to be a problem. I mean, simple as that. If you had sacked Patrick Mahomes 3 times, you probably win that game on Sunday. And I hate to keep going back to that, but you really got no pressure on him throughout the course of the game. You've got to find a way to get home. So I'm challenging that defensive line, and I'm challenging Rob Marinelli. Step your game up. You just saw this team give up 8 sacks a week ago. If you can't get home 3 times, there's a problem. Not with them, but with you. So, you know, that's all. I don't care who it is on that defensive line. I don't care, Scott, if you got dressed and went out there. If you can't get home on a team that just gave up 8 sacks, there's a problem. So that's my challenge for the Raiders defensive line as they travel to Atlanta.
And, you know, Q, I'm not picking on guys because this is, listen, I'm a professional. I don't go after people personally and all that kind of stuff. But I watched the film of last week, and I just saw what I saw on the defensive line without Cleef Earl there. Really just, you know, it just made me feel like, because
it wasn't good.
No, and I'm watching again. We pick on him a little bit, not on purpose, but Malik Collins, just there's nothing going on there.
No. There's a reason why he signed a 1-year deal.
Yes.
And there's a reason why he'll be a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, and there's just nothing happening there. And then, you know, I know Vinny has disagreed with me on this a little bit. You know, the stuff with Max Crosby. Oh, well, it's because he's getting double teamed. Not always.
It doesn't matter, though. That's what the alpha dogs do.
Right.
They get doubled. They get tripled. They get held. There's no excuses. You got to get home.
Yeah. I was watching games yesterday. J.J. Watt, right?
Right.
I mean, double time, triple team, and he's fighting through it.
And if you don't get home, get your hands up. Get your hand on the ball.
Yeah.
Make
a
play. Do something that alpha dogs do. You know, on that last drive that KC had, we both looked at each other and said, somebody's got to make a play.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, nobody made a play.
Nobody made a play. And I don't make excuses because I think Jonathan Abram's got a long way to go to be the player
Agreed.
He can be. And to your point early in the show, which is huge and key, which is that he need to use him where he's got strength, right? So so coverage isn't always going to be that. But to me, it's just so unfair for that young defensive backfield because when they have had pressure up front, like the first Kansas City game, and when they had the pressure up front in that 3-game winning streak, it took the pressure off those guys a little bit. And you saw interceptions by Jeff Heath, and you saw better play by Trayvon Mullen, stuff like that. So to me, that's the other issue here, is they're really letting the other half of their team down on the back end of the defense, and they need to do it. Okay.